Javier Vivo has worked part-time at the Miami International Airport for a year for a company called Ultra Aviation Services. His job is to help people with their bags, take care of customers, push wheelchairs sometimes. Airlines contract with this company for these services. He remembers when he first got hired. Ultra said he had to take the health insurance they offered or don't take the job.
They give me, hey, you had two choices. Or you work for the company with this health insurance, or you don't work for the company. I was agree. Hey, I was happy because only 1 month I received it. Okay, it's okay.
Received his insurance card in the mail. Since he was getting insurance through his job now, he canceled the Obamacare plan he was on before. He didn't need two insurance plans. Because Vivo works in the airport, he is covered by the Miami-Dade County Living Wage Ordinance. That ordinance says county workers or contractors have to be paid at least $15.52 an hour. That's unless you're offered health insurance through your employer. If that's the case, workers have to be paid at least $12.63 an hour. The almost $3 difference goes to pay for employees' health insurance. So a few weeks after he starts with Ultra, Vivo gets sick and goes to the emergency room.
They're asking me for the insurance. I give to the woman, the fill out the insurance report.
He's in and out in a few hours.
15 days later, I receive the first letter that I had to pay $1,429 only for the physician payment.
$1,429. A few days later, he gets a full bill for more than $4,000. Kathy Bockage is a healthcare compliance consultant hired by the Service Workers Union 32BJ SEIU to review the plan. She says Vivo's insurance isn't exactly a health insurance plan like Aetna or United.
That is a traditional health plan where you get a card and it says you have insurance and you take it to your doctor, and you might have a copay or a deductible or a co-insurance where you're paying a percentage of the bill. None of that applies here.
Part-time workers for Ultra, roughly 300 people like Vivo, are all under this plan, what's called a cash indemnity plan. For Vivo's $4,000 visit to the hospital, he's supposed to get $200 cash to help pay for the cost of the visit. His plan outlines other benefits, $30 for a doctor's visit, $400 for inpatient surgery. On the front of the plan's benefit explanation package, you know, the stuff that you get when you first sign up, Vivo's plan reads, "This is not major medical insurance.
It's not related to what your illnesses are, what the doctors charge you, or anything like that."
Helene O'Brien with SEIU says they believe the Ultra plan is in violation of the living wage ordinance.
The workers believe this, and it's led us, as we've looked at this deeper, that Ultra does it so they pay people $12.63, not $15.52.
So you think, okay, it'd be pretty easy to figure out whether something qualifies as a health benefit plan under the living wage ordinance, right? Just go into county law. But when you find that section, 2-8.9, the county's law points to a state statute that doesn't exist anymore. Miguel DeGrande, a lawyer representing Ultra, declined an interview, but in a statement wrote this: "The county's living wage ordinance no longer made sense and did not provide any recognizable notice or standard as to what minimum benefits a health plan must include." Essentially, he says there's no way they can be violating something that doesn't exist. At a county commission meeting, DeGrande stood by the company's health plan.
My client is in full compliance with the living wage provisions of your ordinance. In fact, my client was audited 2 times last year based on complaints filed by the union. 2 times it was found to be in full compliance with the living wage ordinance.
But Helene O'Brien from the Service Workers Union doesn't buy it. She says a manager with the county's internal services department found that even though the current ordinance leads to a non-existent state statute, there are still standards. And those standards can be found as part of the Affordable Care Act. She says Ultra's health plan for the part-time workers violates these qualifications, and Ultra should be penalized for doing so.
The county has the power to terminate Ultra's permit for not being in compliance with the living wage ordinance. And it also has the power to require Ultra pay the difference that it didn't pay to those 300 plus workers over the past couple of years.
Before the county can talk about penalty, it has to figure out if Ultra's health plan is in violation in the first place. And this is uncharted territory for the county.
Never before has there been an argument regarding the health benefit plan side of it.
Milton Collins is Associate Director of Minority Affairs at the airport. He's in charge of enforcing the living wage ordinance there. He says the typical case is just an employer underpaying.
The argument has always been, you're paying these employees $11 an hour, where the wage rate is $12.63 an hour.
He says wading through the intricacies of a health plan, though, they're not really set up to do that kind of thing.
Because we are not experts in the area of insurance, when we get the documentation from the companies attesting that the insurance that they have meet the qualifications, we go by their attestation.
He says they're going slowly to try and figure this all out. They'll be setting precedent for the rest of the county. Meanwhile, Javier Vivo has gotten a collection letter for his bill. He's getting voicemails from the hospital.
Calling with Jackson North Hospital regarding your data service July 15th.
He says he can't pay it.
I started this company because I tried to get finance for my house. Finally, I have my house under my name. But for sure, they're going to put the liens for my property. Because these people, they take money from me for the health insurance, don't cover me nothing. And now, I can't pay this. I can't, you know?
He got so frustrated by the health plan he gets through Ultra, he's now also paying to get an Obamacare plan again, essentially paying for two plans. He's filed a complaint with the county, hoping for back pay and for the company to pay for his medical bills. He says just the back pay wouldn't cover it all. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.